My career after the military. Former RAF aircraftman Michael Skelton, 87, talks to Sheena Thompson about his old job at the House of Lords. From Nelson Mandela to Mikhail Gorbachev, member Michael Skelton has rubbed shoulders with some of the most important leaders in history, and all because he used to work as a doorkeeper at the House of Lords. The former RAF aircraftman, now retired, joined up in 1954 and left more than 20 years later as a sergeant. After being encouraged by a friend to pursue a career in the House of Lords at the Palace of Westminster, he got the job there almost immediately. He explains his motivation for joining. What appealed to me was the environment. Once you become a lord, you reach the highest position that you can in life, so everybody was relaxed and friendly. It was a lovely atmosphere to work in. Like the institution, there is history and evolution behind the function and duties of a doorkeeper, as Michael explains. The origins of the House of Lords go back to the 12th century. The Lords were not very well behaved, so they appointed someone to discipline them. As a symbol of office, they gave him a black stick and the title, the Gentleman Usher of the Black Rod. If, as a Lord, you misbehaved, Black Rod had the power to fine them. But he couldn't be everywhere at once, so he employed others to act on his behalf. As a symbol of their authority, they wore the coattails and a badge, which indicated they belonged to Black Rod, represented him and acted on his behalf. As a doorkeeper, Michael was responsible for the smooth running of the house, dealing with the facilities, the public, and any potentially tricky situations. He recalls one incident when a police officer approached him for his assistance with an agitated member of the public. I went down and asked him what was bothering him, and he said, "I've come here to kill Mrs. Thatcher." I apologised, adding, "I'm sorry, but there's a queue, and you are at the back of the queue. But if you leave me your name and phone number, I'll call you." He then left of his own accord, and because I got his contact details, the police were able to follow up. There were four Black Rods during Michael's tenure, which spanned 25 years. He recalls some of his more memorable experiences during his time, which included meeting world leaders Robert Mugabe, Nelson Mandela, and Bill Clinton, to name but a few. He says, "I had sometimes to look after VIPs. I had to walk along the house and they followed me because I knew where we were going. Mikhail Gorbachev surprised me when he visited. I was taking him and Lech Walesa on a guided tour, and we were standing inside Parliament in the central lobby. Gorbachev appeared with his interpreter and then asked me, 'Who's in charge?' I replied, 'I am.' He then asked, 'Does the President have to shake hands with you? Are you a welcoming party?' I replied, 'No, we are the peasants of England, and he doesn't have to shake hands.' Once translated to Gorbachev, he burst out laughing and came across the room and shook my hand. He also met our own head of state, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. I met Her Majesty at least once a year at the state opening of Parliament, and sometimes again if she came on separate occasions. When I received my MBE in 2000, as she pinned it on me, she said, 'Do you know, I could have brought this down at the last state opening and saved you the bother of coming up here.'" Michael retired from the House of Lords in 2002 as principal doorkeeper, and enjoyed spending his time cycling and golfing. Then in around 2010, he started to notice problems with his eyesight, first as he was driving and then during a game of snooker. He says, "I was playing snooker at a local club I was a member of, and suddenly I couldn't see the balls at the end of the table. I went to an optician and was then referred to a specialist who told me I had a condition called macular degeneration." The impact on Michael's life was immediate. "I used to cycle every morning on the roads and I played golf, so I couldn't do either of those anymore. And I miss those sorts of things. It wasn't the golf, it was the social, having our pork pie picnics at a tipple halfway through the round and putting the world to rights. Gradually I've lost sight in my left eye, but in my right eye I still have peripheral vision." 3 years ago, Michael was introduced to Blind Veterans UK via his brother-in-law. He says he said to me, "Why don't you join Blind Veterans UK?" I'd never heard of them, but he got the phone number, I called, and a very lovely man put me on to my local representative, and it went from there. It's a wonderful organisation. You're in touch with people who are all in the same boat. Some are totally blind, and some have macular degeneration to varying degrees. We're all able to sit and talk and exchange information about how we're feeling. Talking to someone with similar experiences has been amazing. I go to a lunch once a month. We laugh, we exchange stories, and we all get on extremely well. But what I like most is that even though I'm 87, many are in their 90s, so I'm the young lad. Michael's equally as complimentary about our Rustington Centre, saying it's excellent, and what makes the centre so good is the staff. They're so attentive, caring and understanding. They'll do anything for you. You can hardly sit still for 5 minutes and someone asks, "Are you okay?" All the attention is lovely. It makes you feel much more relaxed. And of course, you talk to other people. We talk about our conditions. The staff and permanent residents look forward to welcoming the charming and good-humoured Michael back to the centre and hearing more about his remarkable life.